You're listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 35, and my name is DJ Chuang, your host, once again, for our weekly conversation with church leaders that I can find that are using social media in creative ways. And today I am connecting with Christian Warren, who is the podcaster up in Fresno, California at a church called The Well Community Church. And I'll introduce more about what they've been doing in my conversation segment with him. But part of my motivation in connecting with him, I'm constantly scanning the landscape, searching on the internet for interesting things that are happening in this realm of churches, and in particular with social media. Another thing that has been developing is this whole area of podcasting. And not only is this podcast a recent launch, about 6 months old, podcasting has, to give you a little more history, podcasting emerged with the invention of the iPod. And so you know the name podcasting because it's related to the iPod when Apple invented it. I don't know what the history is. I don't have that in front of me. It feels like about 5 years ago, and it was a portable music MP3 device that has now been developed to also incorporate videos, and you can play some games on there. And now the categories are becoming fuzzier because with the iTouch, it's almost a smartphone device without the cell phone coverage, and then you've got the cell phones and the smartphones that can do all the above, plus apps, plus the telephone, all rolled into one. And with that, with the advent of the smartphone, podcasting now has resurged in its popularity as indicative of the standalone app for podcasts that Apple has rolled out, and also the whole emergence of many more podcasts that are being launched as we speak. Really beginning to see a resurrection of the popularity of podcasting and how it's become mainstream. And I think one of the biggest reasons for that is you are now able to download podcasts straight on the smartphone device without having to sync up with iTunes and the hassle of all of that. I personally don't sync my smartphone with a backup device on a regular basis, and part of that is because I use an Android. But even those of you on the iPhone, you probably don't sync up every night to have a backup and to download the newest podcast episodes. And with some of the more recent podcast apps, you can even stream it over the air. And so instead of waiting for a download, you can stream it on demand and listen to your favorite podcasts. Now, when it comes to churches, since this is a podcast for conversation with church leaders about social media, I'm most interested in how churches, those that are organized, institutional kind of churches, how they are using podcasting. And 99% of podcasts that are out there being produced by churches are just sermons. And it's a nice delivery mechanism for sermons. And if you're old enough, you may remember tape ministries and CD of sermons. Well, now podcasts are a very convenient delivery of content to where people consume it. And so podcasting is certainly very valuable for delivering sermons. But I would also add, podcasting is a tremendous opportunity for churches to be producing content that are not sermons. And so today, my conversation on this episode is with Christian Warren. He's been producing a podcast for almost 2 years now. That is just about life that is happening at The Well. You'll hear how they started this podcast, what it took to start, what kind of people and what kind of equipment it takes to produce a podcast, both in their early days and in their current iteration of that. and his insights, his kindly advice for how you in your particular church can be considering podcasting as another vehicle for sharing the story of life, growing your community, and providing spiritual encouragement and ministry beyond the sermon. Here's my conversation with Christian Warren of the Spoutcast from the Well Community Church in Fresno, California. DJ Chuang here. Today I'm with Christian Warren of the Well Community Church in Fresno, California. If you don't know, that's the raisin capital of the world. And the Well kind of grew out of a college ministry. It's become a thriving multi-site church, and I've had the privilege of working with their senior leadership team and their senior pastor, Brad Bell. Visited their campus a couple years ago. So I've worked with them as part of my role at Leadership Network in the past. And one of the most exciting things that I found, not only did they do a graffiti art thing one summer, last summer, they also do a podcast, a weekly podcast to tell about the life of what's happening at the Well. One of the very few church podcasts that's not a sermon. So I am so honored to have Christian with me to tell us the whole backstory of why they started it so early. I mean, they were so early out of the curve, and I'm so excited to get this opportunity to chat with Christian and to hear why'd you start this thing?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on here, and it's funny, like, you know, I'm at the Well, and we have a fairly decent sized church, but I don't think of our podcast as any sort of a pioneer of anything. So that's encouraging to hear. But I mean, as far as like, why did I start it? I don't know. Like, I guess podcasts are getting more and more popular these days. And you were saying off air, like, I mean, they're just blowing up, especially with smartphones and stuff. And so I'd listened to a couple podcasts. And I don't know if you're familiar with Adam Carolla, but he's kind of the pioneer of a lot of podcasts, especially down south. And I don't know, I just started thinking, like, what if I were to maybe start a new podcast, maybe start something for the Well, but selling it was a different story to kind of our creative team and whatnot.
Yes, I mean, I started listening to podcasts when Adam Curry was doing that. He's kind of considered the podfather. And it was eponymously named after the iPod when that first came out. He just threw together some RSS feed. And then, you know, that was, 5 years ago maybe?
Sure.
And then now it's become mainstream. And Apple just this past summer rolled out a app specifically for podcasts. And then now with smartphones, people can stream it instead of having to sync their iPod or iPhone to the computer. It can just directly go to the phone. And I think that's really opened up a lot of eyes of church leaders and ministries to say, hey, this is another opportunity for us to communicate vision and to share the life of the church. But you are the pioneer. You stumbled onto that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Tell us about how
we started about almost 2 years ago. So we're on episode 91, and we try and do it about pretty regularly. We skip a couple weeks here and there, but it's a pretty weekly regular podcast. And honestly, like, for me, I work in youth ministry here at the Well, and I kind of was like, I need an outlet. I need a creative outlet outside of the youth world, because sometimes you just get so bogged down in that. And so I was like, well, I like to talk, and I like podcasts, so might as well start my own podcast.
So you're not the official podcaster on staff. This is just like a side project.
It started as just a side project, and then I kind of was hesitant to take it to our creative team, because we have a really great creative team here, but I didn't want to get turned down because I like what I'm doing, you know. And it kind of started with me wanting to talk about movies or how's the church going, or interview people on staff, and then I had a conversation with one of our creative directors, and they were excited about it. They were excited for what it could be, what it could turn into. And so it kind of started with this, me and Sarah Wells, who was our original co-host, just having these little snow globe mics, and then kind of from there, we built a studio at The Well to record some worship albums. And from there, we kind of added some more hosts. Kevin Tinkin came on to do some news. And then we also have Jane Fawcett, who now is kind of a regular co-host as well. So that's our team. But we probably didn't, I wouldn't say was anything official until like episode 25, episode 30, when we got the studio to actually record crisp, clear recordings, you know?
Okay, so let's talk about that in two or three phases then. So pre-episode 25, so that's about a half year run. Your first six months, what kind of equipment did you use and what did you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we started with GarageBand and we kind of started with these little snow globe mics, or we would hold microphones up to our, you know, mouth. And man, I didn't know what would be... I didn't know what would be entertaining. I know what I liked to listen to. And so we have an ongoing joke on the show where this guy, producer Andrew File, who is, he's not really a producer of anything. He just tells me what I should and shouldn't do. He's a big This American Life guy. And
I love This American Life.
Yeah, it's a great story podcast. And so he was like, well, let's try some things out. So it started out with, let's play a game on the show. Relevant Podcast plays a game. They play like different games on the show. And I don't know, we didn't like that. And then we were like, let's do the news. But we always got in arguments about, should we have really funny news or should we have really serious news? And I'm a serious guy, but I kind of leaned more towards the funny stuff. And so we kind of kicked that to the curb as well. We have consistently done a sermon discussion. So our sermons get basically taught on a Sunday. We're a multi-site church, so video sermons are a lot of what people listen to, audio sermons on their iPods and whatnot. And so we listen to the sermon, all of us, and then we will do an actual discussion about kind of what our thoughts were on the sermon. It feels like a life group to us, really, is what it feels like during that moment. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, it was like, well, if we have an interview, we'll do an interview. But if we don't have somebody to interview, then we'll just talk. And luckily, we've been really lucky to have people that are excited to come on the show. We've had fans come on the show. Most of the people that come on are Well Community Church folks, but we have had some nonprofit people come in and tell us about their nonprofits. And I don't know, you've listened before. We don't necessarily talk about church stuff all the time, you know?
Right.
So.
Right. It's about life. It's not just about youth ministry. So
definitely. I feel like we never talk about youth ministry.
Yeah, and I was surprised to find out you're actually the youth director, and yet you're just kind of talking about, what the sermon prompted in you, how you can apply it to your life, and just things going on in your life. So we kind of got to see the human side of Christian and the whole team over the past couple of years. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that's what I like about it. And those people who do listen to it, I guess the hard thing for me is that. If you don't listen to a podcast, then you're not going to listen to the Spoutcast. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, that kind of is catchy.
Well, yeah, but it's really hard to get somebody into the Spoutcast if they don't listen to podcasts already. So we have a very small market at this point, and but we do. The people that do listen are, you know, they say, we feel like it's family. We feel like we're in the living room with you guys. And I think that's what makes all podcasts successful that are just, you know, news-driven podcasts. You just feel like I'm in the room hanging with these guys, you know. So
that was
the original intent. It just probably took us a good year to figure out what that looked like for us.
Yeah. And so where did the name come from, Spoutcast?
Well, The Well is we are a very creative church, and yet we like to make fun of ourselves a lot. And we have this video news information thing that we put usually up in our, you know, on our website once a month called The Bucket. And it kind of goes along with The Well. You know, you have a bucket to get to the well, and you know, and then we have our announcements that we give every week is called The Leak. And kind of going with the water theme. And so we thought, well, what would be funny is the spout. And actually, if you were to go all the way back to episodes like 1 through 8, it's actually started, it's called The Spout. But a fan wrote into us, and we have a little saying at the intro of each episode. We go, "This is Spoutcast. Welcome to Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well." And we didn't write that. A fan of ours early on wrote us in and said, "This should be kind of your intro." And so that stuck, and the Spoutcast sounded a lot better than the Spout. So we kept with it.
That's so cool. Okay, so that was for season one. And then season two, you actually invested in a studio. You've got a whole team of people around you. You've got some high-end equipment. So let's run through the equipment team and the different roles that are involved.
Yeah, so, we started with just me and Sarah kind of talking on a microphone. And then our church decided that we wanted to put out some original worship music. So we built this studio, and the studio basically sat there. The studio was actually around before the Spoutcast came to be, and it just sat there. Nobody really used it a lot. And what ended up happening is we hired on basically a sound engineer, somebody who knew how to work with Logic for Mac. And he was like, "Hey, I can show up as a, kind of a volunteer, but also work it into my hours to help you guys with recording." And so we use Logic. We sit in a studio. I couldn't tell you the name brands of the mics, but Dave Johnson is really our audio engineer, and he does a great job. He's actually been on the show one or two times, and he is really our saving grace, because when he's not there, there's glitch always goes wrong. So, but that's kind of, we got into the studio, we started recording, and that's kind of been how it's been from here on out. We do have a web guy who kind of helps us with the web side of things, to get it onto the website, to really help us with some of the behind the scenes stuff. But it really is pretty simple to make a podcast and get it online and get it on iTunes, you know?
Well, when you got an audio engineer, then it's much easier. I know I'm running this social media church podcast by myself, so I'm doing the GarageBand, I'm doing the scheduling, and so it's quite a bit of heavy lifting. I think for me it's a total of 4 to 5 hours per episode.
Yeah,
and my episode is only 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what it was like for me in the very beginning. It was just like, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like, this is 5 hours out of my week, you know. But I think because I was getting to be creative, I could have worked 10 hours on it, you know?
Yeah. So I stuck with it. So I think the fun is an important element. The passion is an important element. And keeping it interesting and conversational is important also. Totally. Typically on a Spoutcast, I'm usually hearing 3 or 4 voices.
Yes.
So how has the format evolved over time?
Yeah. I've experimented with stuff. I knew that right off the bat, I wanted one of my coworkers, Sarah Wells, on the show, because I like to talk quite a bit. And I knew that Sarah would be someone who would let me talk, but also chime in with some really interesting information. And Sarah went out of town 1 week, and we brought on this girl, Megan. And Megan was fantastic. Megan was a great addition to the show. And so what ended up happening is we just brought Megan on as a volunteer, kind of helping out with the Spoutcast. So it was me, Megan, and Sarah for a while. Kevin Tinkin, who's kind of our church funny guy, he's in a lot of our videos. He's kind of a stand-up comedian at nighttime. I thought, well, let's get some humor in here. I'd like to think of myself as funny, but he is like naturally funny. And so that was the original kind of four. And then Dave Johnson kind of behind the soundboard. And then Megan ended up going to school in LA to USC to kind of work on her creative writing career. And so we brought on Jane Fawcett, who works here at The Well, and she is just as dynamite as Megan. And so I feel like we've now have our team, our set group of people. And at times it can feel like there's a lot of voices, but I think everybody's got a different thing to offer to the plate. And Kevin Tinkin's not as regular, but when he's there, it's always a good episode. So.
And I love what you've been doing on your Facebook page lately. You actually, and on your podcast page, you actually do a group shot, group photo of the episode, and kind of visually portray it as well. So that was a nice signature touch. I mean, that's pretty pioneering too.
That's something that I've learned actually from the Adam Carolla podcast, which I will listen to on occasion for or how does he do his format? If he's the best, you know, he's always number one on iTunes. So I'm like, what does he do? And on his website, he always posts a photo of him and his guests. And I thought, well, we could do that. It's pretty easy. And with Instagram, I mean, we have our own Spoutcast Instagram, and it's great because we'll kind of promote the show through that. That'll feed into Twitter. That'll then also feed into Facebook. So we hit kind of all three social medias all at once.
In addition to just having a fun creative outlet, this is starting to bear some ministry fruit. So describe what's happening as people are hearing your interviews with staff, key leaders in your community, talking about the sermon, applying it to life. Share a couple stories with us.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the huge, you know, I wouldn't call it huge, it's more of a small ministry opportunity that we've kind of seen over the years is that a lot of times the well is a church that people will go to and they end up loving it, and then they'll leave to move somewhere, you know, their job is in another city, and they feel like they're no longer a part of the well. And what we found is that we try and offer them the Spoutcast as a way for them to still feel a part of the community, even though they're not here. Because a lot of our church, you know, is online, and a lot of people just listen to the sermons, and they're from different states and whatnot. And so those people, they're going to listen to the Spoutcast and feel like a part of what is the community as the well. And I feel like the, you know, the special sauce at the well is the people and kind of the community we have. And that is really the main goal, is to try and communicate that through an hour long episodic podcast, you know?
Well, really appreciate what you're doing just to share the overflow of what's happening at the well and inviting people to be part of the community, both those who are attending there and those who are still connected, even for me as a fan from far away. So what are you exploring next?
Yeah, for me, I really like what the Spout is doing right now within our community. Just it's just another way to use social media for the kingdom, another way to ultimately get our church to feel connected. And I think what the big ticket is, the sermon discussion, a lot of people like, but every once in a while, we'll get somebody on there to kind of share their story. And a couple months ago, we had a guy named Ben on our show, and he just kind of shared his story. And something I appreciated, and that episode was probably listened to more than any other episode, because it was that a little bit of a This American Life format of a storytelling podcast, in a sense. And one of the things I'd love to see in the future is just people telling their God stories. What is their, where are they at with God? And who knows if that is part of the Spoutcast, or if we kind of do our own offshoot of just a monthly God story and we get them in there just to share their heart. But I, for one, I'm all about sharing somebody's story if it's worth sharing. So that may be a thing I pursue in the future. But right now, I don't know. I want more people to listen. I love what I'm doing with the Spoutcast. I got a great team behind me, and it's I want more people to know about it. And our church does a great job to, you know, promote it. But it is like I said before, if you're not into podcasts, it's hard to convince somebody to listen to it, you know?
Yeah, and actually, I think your episode with Ben, or soon after that, you actually kind of had a sermon tie-in about how you were just sharing how he met me here, as part of the, you know, the story of how God found you, and each of you got to share a bit of your stories, and that was wonderful.
Yeah, that was the thing. Our basically our church as a whole did this big Christmas thing where Jesus came down and met us here on earth. So what is our story where he met us? And so that was one of the things we wanted to do on the show, was have people come on and ourselves as a staff share our He Met Me Here stories, because we were wanting the congregation as a whole to share those stories. And that was extremely successful in the sense of we all got to share, you know, our journey through life. And I think that could be exciting as far as the church goes. You know, we hold a baptism service every year. What if we, you know, interviewed those people and what are their stories? And we just had those online as a way for you just to hear their stories. And then we also get to see their baptism, you know, something like that would be awesome.
Yeah. Very awesome. Well, love what you're doing.
That's
down the road. I'll close with one question.
Again?
So I'll close with one question. What would you say to church leaders that are thinking about launching a podcast for their community?
Honestly, one of the things I would recommend is I think you got to find the right personality. And that's not like a conceited thing to say or anything, but I think there are many podcasts out there that it's like, this isn't working. The person's not entertaining. It's not engaging. But if you are a church and you have a personality on staff, and if you're a church leader, you're going to know who that personality is. I would say, especially with the boom of podcasts, I'd say get some people on that. Devote some of your staff's hours towards that, because it really, what it does is it it just communicates who you are as a church. And I mean, really, if you think back to prior to Facebook, you know, the first churches that had a Facebook or whatever, it's like somebody's gonna get on that. And now churches have paid staff that their whole job is just to be their social media person, you know. So I would say you're still in a small window, church leaders, where you can find a personality, get them on a microphone, and get it out there, because your church members who listen to podcasts want another podcast in their rotation, especially if it benefits them and their spiritual life. So that'd be a long recommendation, but if you got the personality out there, I'd get them on the mic. So
good. That is very good practical advice. Thank you for that. And I'm glad you didn't say you need a face for radio.
No, yeah, definitely.
Although that could help too.
Sure. We've explored kind of doing a video podcast, but I don't know. I like the sound of my own voice, so I'll keep it at that.
Well, you definitely have a unique voice. It's got that little raspness to it. So I always
It's funny, like people will come up to me, and you said this early on, people go, I recognize the voice, and I'm like, I've never met you, you know, but it I guess people can recognize voices, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Christian. Great work on the Spoutcast. Look forward to another 100-some episodes.
Yeah, we're getting to that episode 100, so hopefully that'll be a good one. Thanks for the interview. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Christian.
That was my conversation with Christian Warren of the Spoutcast at the Well Community Church in Fresno, California. Thank you for joining me for this conversation and setting the example for how a church could be using this mode of podcasting to generate additional content that spiritually edifies and helps people to feel connected with the church community. I think an hour on a Sunday morning is a great experience, but a church can be doing so much more because there's a plurality of voices that can be fostering community and connection in the full sense of what a community is all about. And so podcasting opens up a huge opportunity. And thank you for sharing the example and the backstory of how you did it. And I think that can be an inspiration for additional other churches to also step into this world of using social media and expressing stories and life and human connection, which are also integral for the health of a church overall in building its community and its spiritual vitality. Check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net for link to the Spoutcast, to the Well, connecting with Christian Warren. And I've also added a list of Christian podcasts that I've found that are not sermons. And there's only like 12 of them or so. And you would think the Christian body, being as large as it is, over 300,000 churches in America alone, could be producing more content than just sermons. And certainly there's thousands and millions of people that are attending churches that have voices, and they're following Christ, and they have something to say. And I think the church is in a pivotal position and opportunity to be platforming these voices to serve not only the church, but to serve the world well. And so I hope this example, a real life example, not just spouting ideas. I think there's a lot of good ideas that are being shared through blogs and articles and maybe some other podcasts too, of how you could be using social media and how you could be using technology. But I think it's much more helpful to have real life examples of how churches actually are using social media and how they are actually using technology, and in this case, how they are actually using podcasting. And so I hope to see more churches that are producing podcasts that are not just sermons. Sermons can and should be already delivered through podcasts. And those of you that are good listeners, if you have a link to share that has a good step-by-step guide on how to be podcasting your sermons for churches, please do add a comment at socialmediachurch.net so that those churches that are not yet podcasting their sermons can get on the ball and do that. And there's solutions for doing that for free. Actually, I recall, I think I mentioned a link to that on a previous episode. So after I hit stop on this recording, I'll add it in the show notes. I'm pretty sure I did do that. So check the show notes for a link for how to get started podcasting your sermons. And from the example of this podcast, here's how you can be producing additional podcasts for building up your community in your church. And even producing podcasts that can better serve your local community, your neighborhood, and even the world. I think the local church is a great place for producing content, and no longer does it need to be limited to just the sermon on Sunday morning. There are other voices that need to be heard in your local church context, and your church can be that supporting community and that platform for extending more voices to share more stories of what God desires to do in this world. And podcasting is a great vehicle for doing that. Connect with us here at socialmediachurch.net through email, through your favorite social media channel. All the links and buttons are there at socialmediachurch.net. And if you would like to call in, would love to have your voice join our conversation here. The voicemail number to call is 949-354-3216. And we'll roll in your voice right here onto a future episode. Well, thank you for tuning in, listening, and to the very end of another episode of the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. My name is DJ Chuang. Until next week, we'll stay connected online.